It's time for your favorite fat hosts. Welcome to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Do what you do. This show is all on fire.
Hey, yourself, Kendall. Your love keeps lifting me. Your love keeps lifting me higher.
Higher and higher. It's the grand opening, Cliff.
I know. It is all wonderful. Of these customers. The store is full. I'm shocked. It's like every sheep farmer from every island all around has come. It's amazing.
It's already a huge success. Mrs. Potter Butter Churns, Butter Churn of Pottery and Butter.
I know. Crockpot is over there. She is so excited because she's got selling so much of this, you know, handmade pottery of her own.
Yeah, she's been very excited.
She has, and with also a lot of the sheep butter has just flown off the shelves. I had some early this morning on some of that thick bread that Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, you know, that rye bread that she made to give away samples.
Oh, you know I do.
Because it's grand opening.
Oh, I'm going to be so fat. I had 12 samples before we started the show.
You know, earlier today, I was so bummed on the way over because, you know, it takes only 5 minutes of driving before I'm just full of rage. And
it doesn't take long.
It doesn't take long. Take on. And I was, you know, I thought, I need a candy bar before I came. And I had a Heath bar. And I thought, oh, this is just so much better because I just felt mad at every driver behind every wheel of every car until I had some sugar in my system.
Yeah, I'm same way.
I need some sugar in my bowl.
Something about holding a candy bar in one hand just releases your rage faster than anything.
That's one of the top 10 ways, if you ask me.
Hey, if we did a show about reducing rage, that's going to be number one.
Ooh, put that on the list. We need to do it. I need some tips.
In fact, everything. Tip number one: get a candy bar in your hand.
Candy bar. Kendall, how's it been going? Have you enjoyed this big opening? Now it was like an hour ago. Mrs. Butter 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 Churn cut the ribbon.
It was crazy. I can't believe that Charles got this finished. It's been a miracle, if you ask me. Only rivaled by getting our studio built the first time, even though it had some problems. I feel like he was hiring people on the side and not telling us.
I think, you know, he's just so adept at putting our booth here up and down, that it's easier now for him to just erect these, you know, like all of the shelves and the shelving units and the storage units here inside the store.
I guess so. Just don't lean on any of them too hard, because I don't know if I stand by his work.
No, Kendall, don't lean on those. Lean on me.
I can't lean on anything.
When you're not strong, I'll be your friend.
And we
can carry on. Just call on me, fatty, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on.
Oh, that we do. A song for the ages.
No, I'm not Josh Groban. I'm Cliff. I know
they're like, oh, they thought they had some big stars for the opening.
They thought, did they get Buble for the opening here? And they put him in a booth?
Celine may be coming later.
Well, Celine's not coming, but I could do some of the hits from her new album, Courage. I could do.
Well, I figured that was the same thing.
On my own. Now I'm wondering if next Saturday, I was considering doing a signing of the Harry Styles album Fine Line. It's one of the great albums of last year. Did you hear it? Have you heard it? You need to hear it.
I haven't heard it. Internet's been down.
Kendall,
in my room.
I know.
Well, I can't stop my own disc from spinning long enough to bring it to your room. But you need to Spotify it or Apple Music it or whatever. It's a great, great album. I'm very FOMOing because Harry Styles, you know, he's on a tour. And yeah. He's coming to the Falkland Islands here. And do you know who's touring with him? Who's his opener?
You told me. Jenny Lewis.
Jenny
right?
Lewis, yes.
Yeah, I remember things.
I kept trying to hint to Mr. Snod about him. I was like, I could use some Harry Styles tickets for Christmas. He just fell upon deaf ears. He just started farting every time I told him.
But all of a sudden, he has selective hearing.
I know. It's selective bowel attacks. But, I thought, well, I could do the Harry Styles, but I'm going to put that off because I never have done a proper signing and performance in support of Madam X. And I think
you
that
have
it's,
it. That's true.
I know. It's time for me to let him out because it's a long day. It's a long day. And I'm going to sing all my favorite Madam X classics, top 13 or 14 from the album, this Saturday. So come down this Saturday if you're downloading this podcast and you are on the Falkland Islands. I wonder, we need to get a radio deal here. Is there some sort of sister station with KBSH here on the Falklands?
Oh, I'm sure there is that needs somebody on at 4 a.m.
We need to see. Let's tune the dial 4 a.m. this morning and see if there's,
just see who's on.
If there's some dead air somewhere and we can call them up, say, hey.
We'll make it deader.
We'll make it deader. We'll make it, Kendall, we'll make it so dead it's alive. Kendall, what is this show? We haven't even said anything about anything the whole first 5 minutes. What is this show even about?
We have, Cliff, it's about coyotes and dolphins.
Oh, finally, the truth about coyotes and dolphins. It can be revealed at last.
I've been waiting for a long time for this show.
I think the world's been waiting, and here it is. What
yes,
should
they
we
have.
Talk about first? Won't you flip a coin for dolphins and coyotes? Which goes first and which has to wait?
See. How about I'll flip this cookie over here, this hard cookie that's hardened. Let's see. I'll flip. You want the top is dolphins and the bottom is coyotes.
Okay.
How about that? All right, here I go. It's tails. We're going to start with coyotes.
Tails, coyotes. All right.
Tails, coyotes, heads. Dolphins.
Now, Kendall, there's that movie Coyote Ugly, and I thought maybe one day they'll make a sequel starring us called Coyote Obese.
Ooh, I'm too fat.
Too fat to handle, too hot to hold.
Have you ever been to a Coyote Ugly?
No.
I went to one once, walked into one, and it was just nobody was in there.
Really? And were all the waitresses dancing on the bar?
Nobody was dancing anywhere.
Well, damn.
The true hero coyotes are the ones in the wild. They resemble wolves. A lot of people think that wolves are coyotes, but they are not.
No. What idiot would think a wolf was a coyote?
Oh, there's plenty of idiots, Cliff. Take your pick.
Well, true. But I was behind so many idiots on the way over before I got that candy bar. That's true. They probably all don't know their ass from a coyote or a wolf.
I know. They're like, look at that wolf over there.
Do you know, Kendall, that however you pronounce coyote, it just has more to do with where you're from than anything else. You can say coyote or you can say coyote. Or you can say coyote. There's no wrong way to say coyote.
Well, I love it. And speaking of coyotes, they are often seen as pests. But if a lot of people are like, ooh, coyotes in my yard. But they are actually really good at controlling the population of rodents and problematic animals. So, see, just like possums, they're great. Keep them around.
They are great. Kendall, the root word of coyote is an indigenous word meaning barking dog. Now, that won't surprise anyone who's heard those old coyotes howl at night. Did you know that they have upwards of 11 different vocalizations?
I didn't know that, but I've heard them outside at night, and they make some crazy sounds.
They go, oh, 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 oh.
Yeah, I heard one like screaming one day, and I was like, I thought somebody was being murdered. I had to look it up online. It was like, oh, it was a coyote.
One time I thought I heard a coyote howling, and it turns out it was Charles the contractor, and he got part of his scrotum caught in the car door.
Ooh,
that does check out.
Kendall, like you, coyotes will eat pretty much anything. Although their diet is 90% meat, they'll also eat fruit, berries, and grass. They've even been known to eat things like rattlesnakes and porcupines.
Well, then they're nothing like me. 90% sugar is my diet.
And those urban coyotes, of course, you know, they just dig through the garbage. Now, that's like me. Those urban coyotes. That reminds me of myself. I'm just old garbage-eating fool, Kendall.
Well, sometimes they're good stuff in the garbage. Also, they're great swimmers.
Are they? Why aren't they in the Olympics?
Yeah, one won the gold medal. Exactly. One won the gold medal just last year.
Oh, that's why they called Michael Phelps the coyote of the water.
That's what it was. That was his nickname. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm so sorry, dear. I was bumped into you. Isn't it doing wonderful out there at the grand opening?
Oh, yes. I'm so proud of you, Sugarlump. You're bringing this commerce to Falkland Island.
Well, the store is amazing, first of all. Congratulations, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn. I think it has been a wonderful idea and a wonderful opening.
Oh, thank you, boy.
I love all the different flavors of butter that you've got over there.
Oh, I know. It's like Baskin-Robbins for butter.
It is.
Well, dear, that's exactly what the newspaper said.
Oh, yes. You know, I told Mrs. Butter 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 Churn to stop at 30 flavors. And she said, no, I think we should have 31 flavors of butter. And that's where we stopped.
Well, of course, dear. No one has 30 flavors of butter. You need 31 to be exact.
I know. That's another fun thing that makes it like the Baskin-Robbins. And I think one thing that drew so many people here is they saw your wax figure, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, in the wax museum.
Oh, it has been good advertising.
And it had that big sign about the store.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, just think if there would have been a wax figure of us in there, our show would have taken off.
Not enough wax, Kendall. But we are also, conveniently located right here downtown, the heart of Fizzy 111, so close to the Seatbelt Factory and the Hat Museum and, the roller skating rink, all the fun places. So it's a great location, location, location.
You're going to want to buckle your seatbelt and get on over here.
Oh, yes. I'm so delighted, dear. Oh, look at Crockpot. She's dancing with some sort of happiness for selling all of her pottery.
Oh, she's working so hard, dear.
Oh, yes. And she's been studying for her pottery license exam every night this week.
Yeah, that is great. It's like such a huge deal here on the Falkland Islands. She is really working hard to pass that test.
I know. Who would have thought you had to have a license to make and sell pottery on the Falkland Islands? But, I mean, it's just a formality, this test. Crockpot, look at how good all her pottery is.
Oh, it's wonderful, dear, but it is very important to have such an established system because then all the pottery is is deemed worthy, everyone that's made.
Oh, exactly. You can't have just anyone making and selling pottery, boys.
No, dear, could you imagine?
Oh, no. I don't want to live in a world like that. I'll tell you that much.
Well, I've asked her like 3 or 4 days to make me a pottery bucket to put all my extra food in to take to the living room with me when I'm watching shows.
I know. Every time I see her, I'm like, Crockpot, have you finished Kendall's pottery bucket yet? Have you finished it? Have you finished it? And she's like, no.
She probably need to order more
but
clay.
But, she's got a lot to sell here in the store. She's got a business to run. She's a businesswoman, Kendall.
Well, the poor dear's been so busy.
Oh, yes.
I really worry about her.
Don't worry about her. Why, I think she's had more energy this week than I've ever seen before.
Oh, I have noticed that, dear. You think maybe it could be the butter?
Oh, maybe it is the butter. Look over there right now. She's holding 3 crock pots above her head. There.
Oh, give me some of that butter.
Oh, dear.
After the show, I'll get you all selection.
Oh, we've got to go, dear. Someone wants a photo with you for the newspaper.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Yes, dear, I'm coming right away.
Oh, here she is.
Oh, she's just so happy. She looks so wonderful. She's just glowing.
Well, we're all glowing. This store is just taking off. You know, there's so many of the rye pamphlets over there at the kiosk. They're just gone because it's flying off the shelves.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know. I spent like all night folding all those. So they have like a full selection this morning. You were supposed to do half of them.
I was trying to figure out which 10 of the 15 tracks from Madame X I'm going to sing for my live performance.
Oh, time well spent.
I thought I'm definitely going to sing Batuka, which it's a long day. It's a long day. And then I'm going to do Killers Who Are Partying. And it's Wild Is the World. And, you know, should I go on?
Now, Cliff, you have all these songs in your head memorized. It's amazing.
I know.
You've got like, just like wolves, humans only have 5 million olfactory receptors and wolves have 300. You have like 300 olfactory music receptors.
I do. It's a compulsion that I have. You know, everything that reminds me of a song, I just have to sing it no matter where we are, what we're doing. You know, the other day I was stuck in an elevator. And I had to start singing. I was singing, the same song I was singing to you earlier. I was, I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be.
Oh, yes, dear. Couldn't be happier.
I know. And that,
wicked.
And people were like, yeah. Why? What are you? And I said, oh, well, somebody said happier. They said, I could be happier than this. I'm stuck in an elevator. And I said, I couldn't be happier. And of course, they were like, wow, that's great pitch you've got there. And I'd love to come see you sing some Madame X hits live, of course.
They all got a free concert in the elevator.
They did. But, you know, it was funny. One thing that led to another in our conversation, and it turned out of the six people there, half of us were on antidepressants. Can you believe it?
I'm surprised it was that low.
I know.
I do. I think everybody needs a little antidepressants.
You do. I do. Look, good God. How are you supposed to get through the day?
I like the only people that aren't on antidepressants are the people that don't realize that they're really depressed.
Oh, I know. Yeah, everybody's on them these days. It's okay, kids. Do what you got to do. For the coat. But they can breed with wolves and dogs. Can you believe this?
Whoa.
Boning, so watch out.
Dropping some facts.
Watch out when you let your dogs out. Who let Kendall's dogs out and let them get bred by coyotes?
Oh,
don't let your dogs grow up to be coyote mothers. Okay.
But, well, you know, they're pretty sneaky animals, too. You know, they can walk on their toes to make as little noise as possible.
Those sneaky sons of bitches.
Exactly. They're sneaky.
So if you see a coyote sneaking around, you know, it just watch out. You don't know what they're
up to. That must have been where they got the idea to do the like cartoons of wolves print like creeping around like that. They're like, look, they're on their toes.
Oh, you know it was. They thought they'd probably some idiot animator confused a wolf and a coyote.
I should have done their research.
Now, Kendall, this is a good Christian attitude that coyotes have because they're what but monogamous and mate for a lifetime.
Whoa.
Some say love. It is a coyote that mates for a lifetime.
And not even dogs mate for a lifetime.
Dogs will fuck anything that is not even nailed down. Are you kidding me?
See, you're living with little sluts in your house.
Sluts. Think of those little nasty sluts all around on all fours, walking around your house, just rubbing their asshole on everything that there is.
I love it.
But, Kendall, people love their pets, and I guess there's nothing that we can do about that.
No. There's nothing. I love my pets. You know what I do?
We all love them, Kendall. There's no reason. You know, we all love weird things, and you want to love a little four-legged slut? Then I guess that is your prerogative, Brittany.
I love who I want to. Cliff, you know...
love wins.
Coyotes can jump. Oh, I hear a coyote now. Oh. Coyotes can jump a distance of over 13 feet.
Well, you know, some can, but I hear white coyotes can't jump.
Oh, well, it's a well-known fact.
Oh, Kendall, do you know? Oh, this is, you want a sad fact about coyotes? Everybody, just
let's get into the sad facts.
If you're part of the half of our audience that's not on antidepressants, you may want to just plug your ears for a second. Only 20% of coyote pups survive their first year, 1 in 5. Can you believe it?
Oh, in the arms of the angel, fly away from here, the star,
coyote,
and that you. Oh, it's beautiful.
You know, as of 2005, scientists have recognized 19 coyote subspecies. I should have told you to sit down before I said that.
Whew, I got dizzy. I should have been sitting. I was standing up to reach that snack up on the top shelf.
No. But now, did you know this? I wanted to say one more thing about coyotes. Okay?
Is it going to be another sad one? Because I got a sad one for you, too.
Oh, this one is coyotes are doing it for themselves. Are doing it for themselves. Coyotes kill more livestock in Western North America than any other predator.
That's what I was about to tell you.
Isn't it fun? We were thinking the same thing.
Well, you know, you went through all the other ones, so I was like, well, I'll share this one.
Well, coyotes, you just go on with your bad selves, okay?
Oh, they're bad to the bone.
They're bad to the bone.
That's what the kids were saying when we were kids.
They were.
The
bad to the bone. We used to always say bad to the bone. That's how in any movie from our childhood, you knew that that character was cool when that music started to play.
Or if you said, hasta la vista, baby. You're like, oh, this, you must be cool.
Or if it was funky, Cole Medina. Remember that?
Yes, I do. Isn't it weird, like, looking back now, how old things feel? Like, we're looking at 1950s on our childhood.
Well, but here's the thing. Okay, I was stuck earlier. You know, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter, and she had to come here, and so I was, no, oh, I shouldn't say I was stuck. I had the honor of sitting with Fonky and Opie, and I didn't know what to do. We had, like, 30 minutes to kill, so I thought, I'm going to pull up Disney Plus. And I pulled it up, and I thought, well, you know, we're here. I don't ever want to see this, but since it's for the kids, let's watch this new Lion King movie. Let's watch a few minutes of it to see what it's like.
Oh.
And we watched like 20 minutes of it, and there were a couple things I thought, well, that's interesting. If it had all been about Scar, it might have been good. Or, you know, like there was one or two things, but mostly I thought, why do I want to watch this? Why do I want to watch this bird that looks like a real bird flap around?
Oh, I know.
And sing this. And I know we already dedicated like half of a show to why would anybody in the world watch this new Lion
King. We got many years to go.
I know, I thought, I remember this exactly from the first time, but it was just slightly better. In there, and you know, like some of the things that they do, like,
yeah,
it worked when it was a cartoon, but watching like real lions do it, I'm like, this is sort of stupid,
yeah. Well, I know I was going on a plane somewhere at one point when it was out, like on the plane movie selection. Uh-huh. And I turned it on. I was like, well, there's nothing else. It's just like you, I was stuck. I couldn't leave. And I was like, well, I'll watch this, I guess. This is the best thing of the selections to watch. And I fell asleep 10 minutes into it. I think I just got to where the part the bird was talking. And I was like, okay. And I don't remember. That's all I saw.
Well, Simba is really annoying. He's an annoying little shit. He's like little Johnny in the beginning. And I mean, I'm sure that it was like in a cartoon, it was okay. And it was Jonathan Taylor Thomas. It was like the little boy from Home Improvement or whatever. But I don't know. And I wanted to get to the part that people said was actually good, which is like Timon and Pumbaa.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I didn't, and they're not in the first 30 minutes, so I didn't see them. But even just so much of it, I thought, why are this is just What a weird way to spend bajillions of dollars and your time. But I mean, it was a very huge hit, which is to say, yeah. 20 minutes ago, we were saying something that this relates to. And it's that everything now looks stupid. And I don't know why anybody would want to sit and watch it. But that's just part of getting older. We're 40.
Well, and the fact that that you were like, yeah, the kid was real annoying. That's probably just a fragment of us being older, too.
I mean, maybe, but to me, I don't know. He was just a real asshole attitude of young baby yeah. Simba. And I thought, I wish Scar, you could just tell he wanted to just knock him right off the mountain.
Well, we're more of a Scar these days.
Yeah. Well, Scar seemed fun, and, you know, but, and it was just Mufasa, and it's just stupid when it's a real looking lion saying, look at everything the light touches, Simba. You will rule it one day. And it's like, give me a break.
Yeah. Well, and it if it had Whoopi Goldberg in it, it probably would have been better.
Yeah, but whatever, Disney, whatever, go ahead. And I don't care if they remake anything else, because at least everything else basically has, like, people in it. Most things, anyway.
Yeah. It's easier to get through those when you're not having to suspend your disbelief of an animal doing them.
Yeah, because, I mean, as much as I don't want to ever see Will Smith be the genie from Aladdin, you know, somehow that might be more tolerable than all this Lion King boodly. Kendall.
Yeah, what's next? Are they doing a Steamboat Willie with a real mouse?
They'll do Steamboat Willie with a really interesting looking mouse.
It'll just be a little mouse like whistling.
Right. They're doing Bambi.
Oh, they are? Oh my gosh.
Uh huh.
Okay, I don't know about that.
But, Kendall, that's what the kids are saying. I know you tried to allude to this a long time ago. But.
I was just mentioning it. I didn't have to allude to it. But, yes, the kids are saying all kind of things these days.
What are they saying? What are they saying?
Well, I'll tell you what they're saying. They're saying outrage fatigue.
Oh.
That's just when somebody is just, it's the exhaustion and entropy that occurs from just too much outrage. So, see, you on the way here driving, you probably just reach your outrage fatigue, and then you have to stop and get a candy bar.
That happens every time I drive down the road for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, now you know what to call it.
Kendall, now I'm calling it this. I'm calling it dolphin style. Do you know what they're saying?
Whoa. I don't.
The kids, when you and your lover hook up underwater and you have mad sex in the delicious, weightless underwater kingdom.
Whoa.
Oh, so doing it dolphin style underwater. Can you believe it, Kendall?
There's some position called something with a blowhole, I'm sure.
Blow.
That's what the kids are saying, not me.
You're the one bringing up blowholes, you blowhole.
Do you ever have BTO?
Little BTO. No.
It's bathroom time off. It's similar to personal time off, but one can easily achieve 40 hours of additional vacation time by taking a daily 9.5-minute dump at work.
Oh, well then, yes.
BTO.
All right. Kendall BFG. All right, Kendall. do you love doing this, the shivering coyote?
Oh, I don't know. Do I?
I think you do. That's a squealing, shaking fart that sounds like a freezing cold coyote being tortured. Also, the sound of someone making a mess of themselves. And you could use it in a sentence like, his fart was that of a shivering coyote.
Well, we hear enough shivering coyotes around here.
we're surrounded by the shivering coyote.
Oh, and fat. Speaking of that, Cliff, dense cabbage.
That's in the cabbage patch where the babies grow.
No, it's a phrase used to insult an idiot or a person who stands up for a specific idiot.
Well, let's add that one to our vocabs.
I'm going to.
Kendall, here's what the kids are also saying. They're saying dolphin kiss.
Oh, dolphin kiss. Is it underwater?
Oh, it has to do with water. That's when you're taking a dump and it's the splash of water that hits your ass when the Duke log hits into the water.
Well, isn't that clever?
And the sentence is, I did not need to wipe after that shit because of a nice big old dolphin kiss.
That makes it sound somehow like more magical. A dolphin kiss.
Think of that next time you get a booty hole splash, Kendall. Well, that's just a dolphin kiss.
I just get a dolphin kiss. Well, and speaking of animals, another animal, a stoned pony.
Uh-oh.
Have you heard of this?
Stone cold picnic.
It's a new way of saying on your high horse, acting as if you're better than everyone else. Get off your stoned pony.
Off your stone pony. Yeah, Kendall, I think the insult that needs to come back, I was thinking this the other day, people need to start saying again, you were born out of your mother's ass.
People don't say that enough.
I love that. I need note to self next time you're insulting someone.
I'll remember it.
You were born out of your mother's ass.
Some people were.
Some people were. Some people get a thrill knitting sweaters and sitting still. That's peachy for some people. Burn 100. Kendall, I've got to take a break.
Minus the knitting.
I want to go get some more sheep butter on some more rye bread.
Ooh, yes, we need more bread. Okay, well, we'll be right back after this.
All right.
I believe in miracles, and I believe Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
If maniacs, zombies, aliens, monsters, and madmen are your line, then try this. Creep Phone, the phone number nightmares are made of. Call 1-900-909-CREEP. Creep Phone puts you in touch with the baddest of the bad. And now you can be a Creep Phone star. Record your own screaming monster madness. You may be heard by millions of Creep Phone fans nationwide. Call now. Under 18, get permission before calling. $2 first minute, 45 cents each additional minute.
I hear you shiver with anticipation. The wait is over. Cliff and Kendall are back.
Welcome back.
From the day we arrive on the planet and blinking step into the sun, there is more to see than can ever be seen, more to do than can ever be done. It's this Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye 99 back in Busheltown, USA. Kendall, I thought I heard something briefly mentioned that like America went out of business or something, but I don't know. I'll have to check into that. But we are Cliff and Kendall, the hosts with the most weight to lose, and it's a lot, and it's not ever going to happen, but we're living for love anyway, and we're doing a show about the truth on coyotes and dolphins.
It'll set you free. The truth. Cliff, I don't know if you saw Charles was holding up a big jar of butter when you were singing The Circle of Life over there. He was doing the Mufasa. Uh-huh.
Oh, what? Crockpot's over there. She's like twitching really funny. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, my God. Oh, Charles dropped the jar of butter because she ran into him.
Oh, no.
Oops. Oh, she like acting like she's having a, she's like screaming at him.
I don't know. She was maybe did she make that pot of that the butter was in?
Oh, I'm sure she did.
Uh-oh. Ooh.
He's ruining things left and right.
This is bad.
Like a bull in a butter shop.
A bull in a butter shop, for God's sake. All right, Kate.
Oh, my goodness, dear. That was so terrible. Oh,
calm down, Crockpot. It's going to be okay.
See, I'm so worried about her, dear. She's really acting erratically lately.
Very strange, boys. She kept saying how excited she was and that she had to keep studying all night for her pottery exam and said she just couldn't afford to sleep.
It's been, you know, really stressful for her. She's been under a lot of pressure. I'm sure she's just having a freak-out moment,
she's just
right?
having an old-fashioned freak-out.
It seems more difficult than that.
Something's not right about it, boys.
Nothing's right anymore. Anyway, but we were just going to go talk about hot subjects.
Oh, that's a good point. It's good that you came in here to get away from the craziness, but it's going to get a little bit crazy in here.
Goodness, dear, we're having a hot subject out there as well.
Oh, nothing too controversial, boys. This is the grand opening of Mrs. Butter-Churn's Butter-Churn of Pottery and Butter.
We would never do anything too controversial.
No. These are going to be very normal, very tame for us, okay?
No, well, maybe just a moment here.
All right, but just at the same time, we won't be able to believe that we're actually talking about this stuff on the air, okay? Sorry, all right, everybody. Valentine's Day, of course, is right around the old corner, and you might be planning a night away. Are you planning a night away, Kendall, with Susan? Is she coming to the Falklands for Valentine's?
Well, she's on the plane now, but I don't know if she'll make it or not. She's trying.
Oh, very romantic, boy.
You gotta, make 4 changeovers.
I know.
Well, that's wonderful, dear. We have a wonderful dinner planned ourselves.
Well, you know, a lot of people go away. And with Valentine's approaching, we were thinking about some of the things that the hotel employees must see and hear around Valentine's Day. And I'm afraid that it's a little bit hot. Like a lot of people, they call the concierge and they say, what do I do if I get aroused while I'm having a massage? Kendall, have you ever been aroused during a massage?
No, the thought of getting aroused makes me panic.
I think, you know, instead of getting aroused, I think my genitals would shrink back up inside me out of, fear and embarrassment of somebody rubbing their hands all over my fat.
Well, yeah, I mean, that all I can think about if I ever get a massage is, oh, I'm so fat, and this person must be like, oh, I can't believe I have to massage this fat person.
Oh, boys, you know, it's just a job to them. It doesn't matter if the person is thin or like one of you two. It's all the same to them. They're very professional.
That's right.
Well,
They should charge a little bit more, though, for you boys.
They probably should, because there's just more area to cover. Well, you know, and the concierges, they also get asked, is it safe to make whoopee in a hot tub or a pool?
Ooh, hot tub no. You should never do that.
No, Kendall.
It's like a public hot tub?
I don't know. You have a hot tub at home whenever you... Well, of course, it's probably leaked and rusted by now, but
I'm sure it's gone. Yeah,
it's gone. Maybe the rats or the bees took it. But you know, if it was still there, you know, I bet you and Susan would just be banging away in that hot tub.
No, that is unclean and unsooth. Or you know what I'm trying to say? I would never do that.
you. Well, that's true. I forget that you're.
I feel like it would.
It's just such a wet blanket.
I'm a big. Well, yeah, but I also feel like it'd be real painful, wouldn't it? Like, with, chlorine or something, wouldn't that hurt?
Your wiener's in there anyway. The chlorine's all around it.
I don't know, I just feel like it would be painful to burn. I don't know. No, I wouldn't do it.
I think your hot tub...
What about you guys?
Maybe over-chlorinated.
Dear, please!
Oh, of course not. But where and when we make coital wedded bliss is no one's business but our own and the Lord's, boy.
Well, hot tub time machine. That's the only thing you should do in a hot tub.
Well, hot tub time machine to you too.
Oh, I got one for you, Cliff. I got one.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard the news lately about these new cameras that can photograph the surface of the sun. Have you seen it? They keep saying...
Have I seen it?
They said it's a whole new revolution. That they'll be able to study the sun so much better. But a lot of people are just thinking it looks like caramel corn or other types of delicious food items, and I have to agree with them.
Kendra, you know I haven't seen any of this unless the paparazzi took a picture of Jake Gyllenhaal looking at that article. I'm never going to see it.
Well, maybe he will. It's an interesting article.
Very interesting, Jake.
I think it's a beautiful deer, but they should spend more money on rye. If they spent the money on rye they spend on the camera, we wouldn't have to be on the store.
Exactly, dear. You know, there's no reason we need to see what the sun looks like. If the Lord had wanted us to see the surface of the sun, why, he would show it to us himself.
Yes, dear, and some things are better left to the Lord's majesty without having to see it close up.
Exactly, dear. I couldn't have put it better myself.
I don't think anybody should look at us close up.
I think nobody should look at us at all, ever.
Oh, dear, what is Crockpot doing over there?
Oh, what is she doing? She's very... why is she waving her arms like that? Very strange.
But dear, we're almost done. We'll be right there.
Now, Kendall, everybody now, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn, I do want to tell you this next hot subject. It does involve one of your friends, celebrity psychic Jean Dixon.
Oh, wonderful. What is the story, dear?
Well, you know, of course, your friend Jean, she advised U.S. presidents and even predicted JFK's assassination. And that's the good news. But the bad news is she's made another prediction. And she thinks, I don't know if she told you this, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn, before she made it public, she thinks the world will end this year.
Oh, dear, she's been telling me that for years.
Well,
I think she may be right.
I think so, too.
I think it's already ended.
Very afraid.
Well, now, Kendall, everybody, it says in Parade magazine in 1956, she wrote that the 1960 presidential election would be dominated by labor and won by a Democrat, which, of course, she was right. But then she went on to say, whoever won would be assassinated and die in office. And she was right. Now, it is true that she talked to Roosevelt and Nixon. Dixon did talk to Nixon and gave him her advice. But she is a committed Christian, which is, I'm sure, one reason why you bonded with her, Mrs. Butter 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 Churn.
She was a wonderful Christian woman.
That's right. And she, you know, she says her visions come from God. And that's all it is. But, you know, Jean, she has also made a couple predictions which didn't come true. So if you're one of the few out there hoping that there is not an apocalyptic war to wipe out all of human species this calendar year, then it might comfort you to know. She also said there would be a huge... this is what another thing she said that was true. She said that there would be a shipping disaster in 1989, which was the Exxon Valdez oil spill. You remember that, Kendall?
I do remember. All that Dawn was needed to clean it up.
All that Dawn. Thank God Dawn was there. But, you know, she has also said, she said Russia would beat the U.S. in the space race. Whoops. She also predicted World War III would break out in 1958. Didn't happen. She said there would be a second Holocaust in the 80s. I think she was just a couple decades off on that one. And Rome would rise again to be the biggest empire in the world. But she was a little bit wrong about those, so there's a small chance that the world might not end.
Well, we all make mistakes, dear.
It's part of human nature, boy. But of course, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn's dear friend, she did make a prediction that Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn and I would live happily ever after, and I'll dare say she was right about that, sugar lump.
Yes, dear, well, even broken clocks are right twice a day.
I think she was right about the end of the world. And, you know, we're on a collision course with death anyway. So, but, you know, we're heading toward the cliff.
We're heading toward the cliff. That's what I say when I want people to come near me. I say head toward the cliff. Kendall, that's all of my hot subjects. Do you have any other hot ones you want to throw out?
We've had so many hot subjects. I can see Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn is dying to get back out there. I don't know what Crockpot's doing over there, but it's very distracting.
I think you guys need to go over.
Yes, dear, I am very worried about her.
Yeah, y'all need to go over and talk to Crockpot and just see what the deal is.
Butterbutter, please, come on here, Dennis. Sit with me, please.
Silly.
She is just bouncing off the walls. I don't know what's happening with her.
I'm not sure, but I want to tell you one thing. I've been meaning to tell people this joke that Paula Poundstone made on her show, and I just, like, everybody I see, I want to tell them, but it's never the right moment. So I thought I'll just tell you and our three listeners, okay?
As usual, yes.
So Paula, you know, she said, she does this thing sometimes called On This Day in Unremarkable History, and it's just like a joke. And what it is this one, she says, on this day in unremarkable history, Charles Manson's lawyer said to him, a swastika on your forehead, huh? Well, it's not the worst idea you've ever had.
That's pretty funny.
Isn't it great, everybody? Paula Poundstone. When I find myself in times of trouble, Paula Poundstone comes to me, and I'm speaking words of wisdom, Paula P, Paula P.
Oh, I love her.
Speaking words of wisdom, Paula P, Paula Poundstone. I just chant her name sometimes when I feel the need to be more grounded. Paula Poundstone, Paula Poundstone, Paula Poundstone.
Well,
I just love her, and I can't get enough of her.
I love that. You know, I saw her once in L.A. She was on an old radio show that we used to listen to, and just...
I was with you. We saw her. She was there, the one I saw.
Yeah, well, but she, like, I love the way she, like, interacts with people. It's just so funny, like, you know, with her... like talking to other people, like she's just a little like kind of awkward and fun. It just makes me feel like, oh good, it's okay to be a little awkward when you're talking to people.
You would love to see her, like a full show of her, because, you know,
I've listened to her podcast.
Yeah but I'm talking like a full comedy show, like a stand-up.
Oh yeah
You know, our first lady Rayanne and I, we saw her. And I forget what country, where we were, but we saw her and we were there. And we, you know, remember I told you we called ourselves the Three Amigos, me, Rayan, and Paula Poundstone. But her whole stand-up set, like 90% of it is just her talking like to the audience and just her like making jokes on the fly about what they're telling her. And it's just great.
Keep the love coming for Paula.
Keep the love coming.
Oh, now, Cliff, we haven't even... scratch the surface of what we're talking about in the second half of the show.
I know, we've been on the love train, but now we're getting on a dolphin train.
Let's get off the love train and get on the dolphin train. I got a lot of facts about dolphins. But one of the smartest animals ever lived.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sorry. Ooh, I had some gas. Dolphins, Cliff, you know, they say evolved from a species that actually walked on land, and they were like, you know, screw this, I'm going back to the water.
Can you believe that when studying their fins, scientists found that they're actually formed like legs and toes, and they might have been wolf-like land animals? Can you fucking believe the connection between...
They're the coyotes of the sea.
They're the coyotes of the goddamn ocean!
Well, there's a reason we put them together.
There's a reason, Kendall. Imagine all the people. Oh, Kendall, images of dolphins.
Oh, it gives us porpoise.
It gives us porpoise. Kendall, you idiot. Dolphins and porpoisei are not the same thing.
What? They're not the same.
They're not. Even cavemen knew that, Kendall, because images of dolphins have been found carved into the desert city of Petra in Jordan. Why didn't we see that when we were in Jordan? We were in Amman, Jordan. We should have gone over to Petra.
You always hear about something after you leave.
Always. Well, on the second go-around of the Rye Tour. But, you know, they said dolphins, they've been around for that long, since before 312 BC. We've had dolphins longer than we've had our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
God. See, they're smarter than us.
Smarter than the average fatso. Now,
Cliff, I'm sure you think that dolphins probably drink water because they're in the water all the time.
Why would you drink it if you're in it all the time?
Exactly. They get all their water from the food they eat. And just like us, although dolphins have teeth, they swallow their food without chewing it.
They just inhale it. They only use those teeth to catch their prey. They don't drink water, and even a tablespoon of water in a dolphin's lung could drown it.
No, they're living on the edge of danger all the time.
So if you ever have a vendetta against a dolphin, you know just how to take it out. 1 tablespoon of water.
Take them down.
Time.
Well, Cliff, just like us too, dolphins have 2 stomachs.
Two.
One for storing food and another one for digesting. Don't you wish we had 2 stomachs?
Oh, so much I do, because then the food that we're digesting could move on out and we could keep filling up that first other stomach.
Yeah, we need to be giving one of our stomachs a break every once in a while.
Give me a break, you know I deserve it. It's time I made it to the top. Give me a break.
Oh, give me a
I'm
break.
Looking for it. Get behind me, pull out every stop. I'm tired of pretending I want a happy ending. Oh, Kendall, you can't say give me a break without expecting that.
Well, I should have known. And speaking of, like, I'm going to beat you to the punch. Did you make any singles this week?
No, did you? Did you finally decide to put some effort into the show and give some entertainment?
Oh, well, all I heard is you want me to sing songs, so I will record some singles. If that's what you're asking for.
Listen, Kendall.
I've got plenty of them.
You've got, all right. I challenge you.
I don't know
you.
If anybody will let me in the studio, but I would love to.
I'm the one. Well, listen, everybody back at our old college Watkins, which is 6 feet underground now, they always, mixed us up. We're like all the time, like for real. And so they might mix us up and think that you're me and I've been banned from them, but they might not.
They might not. Once we opened our mouth to sing, they would know.
Well, that's true. That's true. All you have to do is sing and then they'd welcome you right in. They'd put on some earmuffs and welcome you right in.
Oh.
Kendall, do you know this? To taking a little flashback of history here. If you killed a dolphin, which would sound like that, but if it happened during the time of ancient Greece, it was considered sacrilegious and was punishable by death. Kendall, did you know the Greeks called them Hieros ichthyssis, which means sacred fish?
I didn't know that, but now I do.
Now you know. If you ever are stuck in an elevator with a Greek and they start talking about the sacred fish, you'll know what they're talking about.
Well, see, I think they were smarter than us, and they knew that they were, like, smart animals. I don't know if you ever watched Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy or read that book, but they always talk about how, like, the world was going to end and the aliens left first because they were smarter than us and they knew.
Kendall, now to go back to your earlier request that I record more singles and continue to share them with our listeners and you and the world, I don't have a single this week because I felt like people are still chewing on that cleaning out the storage closet single from last week. Now I would never diss my own co-host just to have a hit single. I'd rather date log cabin Republicans on Christian Mingle. But put yourself in my position, just try to envision witnessing your co-host inhaling everything in the kitchen.
It was good, it's good, it's good, it's good. It's
they're
good,
still
good.
Emotionally trying to figure that one out.
They're not ready for the next one yet.
Kendall, how dare you eat popcorn and not give me some? You selfish bitch, what, you can't spare a fucking crumb? Remember when I gave you that bite of cake back in 2003? Well, guess what? Now I'm dead to you as can be. I'm sorry, Kendall. They're not ready. I mean, do you want me to play like an old deep cut, a greatest hit? Are you just desperate for a song, for some entertainment in this bleak, horrible hellscape we call life?
I was just trying to get ahead of you there for a second, but I'm shocked. But no, you don't need to play another cut. We'll let it simmer, and we'll come back strong next week, and maybe we'll both have a single.
All right, well, Kendall, you know the world needs entertainment.
We'll have a double.
Now, more than ever.
Hatred spews from my veins.
It does.
Dad, do you know this?
My goodness, dear.
Oh, no.
It's terrible.
Oh,
it's terrible.
Oh,
what?
Dear.
What is
Why?
It?
Why? How could we let this happen under the roof of our same motel?
Well, I never thought drugs would be involved, dear.
What is going on? Drugs?
What drugs? What are you talking about?
At Crockpot, dear, she's on speed.
Oh, she's been taking it all week, popping pills, Bowers, just so she can stay up and study for her pottery exam.
Oh, that's why she's been acting like that.
Oh, and now...
Oh, isn't it awful?
She's turned to a life of drugs and narcotics.
Well, I'm sure that... Have you talked to her yet? Did you ask her about it?
Oh, yes, she was hysterical, dear.
She was flipping and gyrating so, Boaz. Well, I think, dear, maybe we should take her to one of those rehabilitation facilities down the block here and see, get her cleaned out.
That's a wonderful idea. We'll have an intervention.
Oh, maybe. Oh, my gosh. Poor Crockpot. Do you think, should she now, while she's hepped up on these drugs, should she go ahead and take the pottery exam since she's been studying so hard?
Oh, no. Oh, dear, isn't that terrible? What if she fails?
She would be crushed. Oh, no.
She needs a doctor's note or something.
She needs a... You guys have a lot of ethical dilemmas to really work out here. But I know we're going to keep up with this. Oh, there's Crockpot right now. She's coming out of the back. Oh, what is she... Oh, look, hold on. Open the door. Crockpot. Crockpot, are you on speed pills?
Yes. Yes.
Oh. Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's thank you for admitting it to us. Now, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter,
that's the first step, dear.
Do you have anything? Do you want to help her out? Do you want to talk to her or anything?
Of course I want to talk to her, dear.
Oh, yeah. Crockpot, please, will you allow us
maybe we should go in the back.
Help you get all of these drugs.
No.
Oh,
dear, please, we need to go to the back and talk privately.
Please.
We have a very important matter. Oh,
please, Crockpot, let's go talk. Let's go talk about it, dear. Oh, my bowels. They're so upset. By your drug use, Crockpot. Oh, no.
Oh, there they go. Look, I cannot believe this has happened.
Oh.
We didn't even see it.
We didn't even see it right before our eyes. Kendall, you know, people don't see.
It shows you we're not paying attention.
They don't see what they don't want to see. People are blind, to quote Yentl. People are blind. Kendall, do you realize this and recognize this? It's a huge problem in our dying on fire world.
I know. I just watched a wonderful film the other day. I found in my files about blind leading the blind.
Oh, speaking of blind.
Speaking of Watkins.
Speaking of Watkins, wonderful old classic there. Speaking of blindness, though, you might like this show. Have you watched AJ and the Queen on Netflix?
No, I haven't heard of it.
It's RuPaul. And
oh, really?
Yeah, it's an hour-long show, and it's RuPaul. And it's a very Cliff and Kendall-like premise that we would come up with. Because it's Ru, and he plays a drag queen, of course, that has to, you know, through this bizarre confluence of events, has to go on this, like, cross-country tour with this little runaway girl. And it's them going, like, town to town, putting on.
Oh, that sounds great.
It was really, really good. It was like a really sweet and funny thing. But anyway, his friend and roommate back in New York is blind. That's where the blindness comes
in. Oh, okay. Well, that's where I was trying to make the connection. I was like, did I miss that?
But I highly recommend it to everybody, AJ and the Queen. It was very fun. And see, there's so much content now. We don't even know when a great new show comes out starring RuPaul.
I know. It's crazy. Well, I know. Well, I'll have to check it out. I certainly will.
Check it out, bitch. And there's one other thing I want you to check out. And it's this question that I'm asking, and it's, are you talking to me? Me?
Hey, are you talking to me? Me?
I'm the only one here.
I've got a problem, Cliff. Anytime anybody ever says, are you talking to me? I go, hey. You talking to me? If I don't do it verbally out loud, I have to fight really hard to keep it in.
Oh, for sure. It's like when people say, when I think to myself.
I don't even keep that one in.
I know. Or if they
what
just say,
show.
Yeah, oh, this show is wonderful. What a wonderful show.
Never hurts to say it. Cliff, I've got a question for, or I've got a quote for you.
Oh, good.
These are Oscar movies from any year.
These are Oscar winners. In advance of, surely to God, I will be so pissed if Renee Zellweger does not win for Judy Garland on these goddamn Oscars this weekend.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
I know. Will you
where
be
she
pissed?
Accepts her Oscar. Yes, I would be pissed.
She was so
I've watched
great.
A lot of the. I've watched a lot of the movies this year, and you know, there's she's certainly a front runner for the Oscar.
She was the only one. Judy was one of the best ones. Come on.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. You know, if I'm a king, where's my power? Can I form a government? Can I levy a tax? Declare a war? No. And yet, I am the seat of all authority. Why? Because the nation believes that when I speak for them.
Oh, was that the Oscar-winning Hamlet?
No, it was the King's Speech.
Oh, the King's Speech. You should have stuttered more, so I would have known. That's the only thing.
Well, I didn't want to... I didn't want to, you know, falsely, like, make fun of people stuttering.
Oh, I used to know somebody who stuttered, and they were just so cute, and I found it to be just the cutest thing. Which just shows if you're cute and thin, then you can do anything. Ready? Are you ready? All right.
I'm ready.
I understand. You found paradise in America, had a good trade, made a good living, the police protected you, and there were courts of law. And you didn't need a friend of me. But now you come to me and you say, Don Corleone, give me justice. But you don't ask with respect. You don't offer friendship. You don't even think to call me Godfather. Instead, you come into my house on the day my daughter is to be married. And you ask me to do murder for money?
Cliff, I would know the Lion King anywhere. Now, was that the old 90s flick, Godfather?
That was your favorite 90s movie, The Godfather.
I knew it.
Good job, Kendall.
I didn't need any hints. All right, Cliff, I've got another one for you. If there's magic in boxing, it's the magic of fighting battles beyond endurance, beyond cracked ribs, ruptured kidneys, and detached retinas. It's the magic of risking everything for a dream that nobody sees but you.
The Magic Man.
No, it was the Million Dollar Baby.
Oh, I have to say, of all the Oscar-winning movies, Million Dollar Baby is one of my very least favorite. I hated it. Kendall, here we go. Yeah, it's me. Guess where I'm at? I just finished driving your mama to the store. Yeah, she flap around some, but she all right. She in the store. Oh, Lord, she just looked out the window and seen me on the phone. Probably gonna throw a fit right there at the checkout. Yeah, you sure right about that. Only took me 6 days. Same time it took the Lord to make the world.
Was that Forrest Gump?
No, you box of chocolates. You're not a smart man. Kendall.
I just started running.
It's not insulting, Mr. Kendall. It was from driving Mrs. Daisy.
You were doing the Morgan Freeman accent. All right, I got one more for you.
All right.
Rules? Piss on your fucking rules.
That was for Piss on the Rules by Ben Affleck.
That amazing Best Picture winner. Piss on the Rules. No, it was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh. Need a bit of shock treatment. Like a real live wire. All right, Kendall. Here you go. I have one last one for you. Are you still talking to me?
I'm just for a moment more. Or.
Hey, when I was in the army, I knew a guy from Pittsburgh, except he called it Titsburg. He said all the women there have huge tits.
As good as it gets.
Okay, now you're thinking of our movie, As Fat As It Gets. No. Kendall, that is from Immortal Best Picture winner from last year, which I've never seen, Green Book.
Oh, I didn't see it either.
Who needs it, is what I say. But
I feel better when I miss one when I haven't seen the movie.
A lot of big Green Book fans out there, and they were wanting that quote.
Well, you know, got to give something to everybody. I don't know if you've ever seen the show that's on The Masked Singer. Have you ever seen that?
I know what it is. I haven't ever watched
it. Well, I had never watched it, and I know what it was. And I caught an episode the other day, and I was like, it's a lot more fun than it sounds. I was like, oh, who is that? I don't know. And I forgot where I was going with that. So
was it somebody good under the mask?
I mean, I can't, they have like a whole bunch of people at the beginning, and they're all like from music to politicians, everybody. And I didn't know that at first. And so they're kind of like competing every week, and the best singer is going to win. But you don't know who any of these people are. And as people get voted off, they have to take off their mask. And it's when I was saying earlier that I feel better when I don't know what song it is. On when I'm watching the show, when they take the mask off, I'm like, oh, I feel better. I didn't know who it was because I have no idea who this person is.
I could never do it because once I start singing and the nightingale enters the room, there's no doubt.
I thought you were going to say because there was not a costume big enough.
Well, also, not enough fabric for a costume.
Oh, it's the story of our life, and that's just sad.
There's a lot of reasons I can't be on there.
Everything I read or do, I'm like, oh, that'd be fun. I'm like, oh, I can't do it. I'm too fat.
Too fat. Too obese. And I was doing real good writing everything down, but then, I got sick for like a week, and the only thing that I could think of that would make me feel any better was just like eating a whole bag full of donuts as I lay on the couch in one sitting.
And say I got the same disease. There's only one cure for it. Donuts.
Donuts.
And more cowbell.
Whoa, if you say so.
Cliff, have you ever been attacked by a dolphin in your life?
I've never been close to one, I don't think.
Oh, really? I've been in the water with them, like down in Florida before. Swimming right around you.
Did one sexually assault you the way they did Hank Hill on King of the Hill?
No, never. It was never sexually assaulted. It was never bitten by a dolphin because they only bite if they're furious, angry, or frustrated. And I didn't want to make them that.
Good. So probably they were a little bit frustrated. They're like, who is this fat guy trying to swim around us?
They're like, is this a hippo?
Is this a hippo? Where'd this goddamn hippo come from?
A manatee, maybe?
Oh, Kendall. It is sad that we're mistaken for manatees so often, but...
Sad, but we're used to it.
Sad, but we're used to it. I just hope Crockpot gets over this drug phase and peace can come back.
Well, yeah, we need to go check on her and see how she's doing, get her checked in.
Let's see if we can get her checked in somewhere. Just get her dried out from all the drugs.
Well, but before we go, I got a quote for you. Coyotes hunt in packs, and so do assholes.
Oh.
And that was Ellen Hopkins. Isn't that a great quote?
What a quote. Kendall, you just...
What a quote.
Whoa.
That's all I got.
That's all I got. Kendall, you know, all of our Funko Pops we keep buying. I just got another one in the mail. Do you have the Jim Henson one?
No, I don't. I want it. I'm running out of room. To put them anywhere.
Oh, I don't have any room, Kendall. You know, I don't need to think I have room for
well,
shit.
Well, now, funny enough that you mentioned that, though.
It was on Amazon for $5.
Oh, see, and they're so cheap. It's like, I have to have that.
And it's him. He's holding a little Kermit.
No, just earlier today. Oh, I know. I love it. He has a little Kermit on his hand. Earlier today, I went to the Falkland craft store, and they had these display cases that are out now for your Funko Pops, and they have a little LED strip in them, and they light up, and I'm like... Oh, that's so nice. And I keep thinking like, well, now I feel like I can get more if I got display cases to put them in.
Well, exactly. I had to get the Jim Henson, and they also had Ursula from Little Mermaid. And I thought that's basically the same as if they had Divine. So I've got to get that.
Okay. I'm going to go order that one right now. And then I'm going to check on Crock-Pot.
All right, let's go check on Crock-Pot. Let's make sure everything's fine. Let's go get some more bread. Let's greet some of these customers at the grand opening of the store. There's just so much going on in the wonderful islands.
Yeah, we'll get some butter first, then I'll order Jim Henson, and then we'll go check on Crock-Pot. All right, we'll see you here next week.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
Candy.
Or, I'm sorry, God.
God?